I'd like to welcome you to the Tuesday, December 3rd meeting of the City of Morro Bay Planning Commission. I'll be chairing the meeting today as Commissioner Luhr is ill. So we have a quorum here, and I'll call us to order, and we'll start with a moment of silence. Thank you, and now we'll stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So our first order of business on the agenda is planning commissioner announcements. I'll look to my left, your right if you're watching at home on this important meeting tonight. See nothing? Okay. I'll just say I want to thank the Parks Department for planting some new trees in Delmar along the creek right-of-way, which I think is excellent for us to be putting some trees back into that area, and hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll open public comment, and I will close public comment, as we have no one in attendance tonight at our meeting. So the next part of our agenda is presentations, and we have the consent calendar, and the staff current and advance processing list, and minutes from the meeting of October 5th. So I'll ask if anyone wants to pull any of those. Seeing no interest in pulling those, I'll ask for a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, by acclamation, those are approved. We'll move into the public hearings. Public hearing B1 is an appeal of CDP 19-035, site location 450 Oahu Street, Morro Bay. And do you have an update on this?
We're requesting a continuance of this item. It was noticed in the Tribune, but the postcards for the 500-foot radius didn't go out. There was a miscommunication between admin staff and our planner for the project. We found out a little bit too late that the notices hadn't gone out in time, so we have to continue the item. We would be taking public comment for it. So you should say, we're going to take public comment, there's nobody here. Mm-hmm. And you can close it and then move forward to with a motion to continue to the next meeting. And then we'll notice it properly. We've already started that process through the paper and sending out the postcard. So
should be good. Thank you, Scott. Having heard from staff, I'll look out in the audience and see if there's any public comment. And not even the turkeys are here tonight. So we have no public comment, no cats. Yeah, we've occasionally had a feline representative in here. So at this point, I'll ask if there's a motion to continue this.
I move that we continue appeal CDP 19-035.
I'll second.
Okay, motion is moved and seconded. Do we need to have a voice vote or a roll call vote? Okay. By acclamation, then we will move it to the next meeting. And that concludes the public hearing part of our agenda. We have a new business part of our agenda. Does anyone have any? We don't have any new business proposed. Unfinished business. I see nothing is listed there either, although I know there's lots of unfinished business. It's just not agendized. And we are looking at, you said before, probably sometime beginning of the year for getting the draft of the. We can save that for comments, I guess.
The draft of the general plan, LCP.
Yes.
So it's good timing. I think Commissioner Stewart also had some questions related to this, and I'll touch on as much as I can remember, and then please feel free to remind me about the rest of the remaining questions. So we have two outstanding items. We have the general plan, local coastal program, and the zoning code updates. We've just finished reviewing all of the comments from Coastal with our consultant PlaceWorks, Amy Sinsheimer, representative. And they are now busily at work creating the final draft of Plan Morro Bay. So I would anticipate that, we're probably, given the holidays, looking at January to get a draft document back from them. That'll be a staff-level review, and hopefully we'll have a version that's ready for prime time sometime in February, March, meaning we'd be scheduling it to bring to Planning Commission. We also have to complete the EIR for the project, so once we have, there'll be a little bit of a delay once we have the document the way we want it to look before we bring it forward, in that we have to hand it over to the environmental consultant, RINCON, to update all of the changed references in the document. There are, the EIR has many references to things that would other, what might otherwise be a significant impact, but there's policies, so it's all the policy references. Those numbers have all changed now because of the commentary, or will change, and so they have to go back in and update all of that. Not a small effort, so I would imagine, it's, and they indicated, RINCON, that it would take them, you know, about 3 weeks to, once they got the document, to make those changes, possibly a little bit more if there are actual text changes that need to be made, but I doubt that there will be much in that realm. So that's kind of what we're looking at. The zoning code will, once we get the environmental document done, we will send it out through the clearinghouse. It's an EIR for 45-day review. And then we'll take any comments that come back out of that. And then that will be bundled, and we'll be scheduling our public hearings before the Planning Commission. We anticipate right now, I think we're kind of tentatively have it scheduled at about 3. For recommendation, you know, with final recommendation going to City Council after that. We're hoping to finalize in between those two steps the zoning code, because once we have the general plan LCP done, we can turn that over to our a consultant that's doing the zoning code, which is now Martha Miller, on her own. So she recently went out on her own, so we're contracted with her to finish that job. So while the EIR's marinating, she'll be finishing up the zoning code, and we'll bringing these both forward at that time. Might be general plan LCP with a set of meetings, then zoning code with a set of meetings, then EIR and recommendation to City Council. We're sort of still kind of framing what that'll look like, but it'll be something along those lines. You'll have several opportunities to weigh in, provide comment, for us to make, you know, revisions and that type of thing, bring it back to you and make sure you like it, so you can make a good recommendation to the City Council. So that's what we're looking at. Hopefully be done by, you know, mid to late summer. So hopefully we'll have City Council adoption and we'll send it to Coastal Commission. The idea would be that we'd have certification by the end of the year. So
that's 2020. Right?
That is, yes. Okay. It's taken a lot longer. Part of that being review from the Coastal Commission. You know, they're tasked with it. They didn't add a bunch of staff when they released all of the money at the state level for everybody to update their LCPs, and so they're doing the best they can, but that's a big job. So we're happy to be done with most of their commentary and moving forward, so, you know, looking forward to that happening. So,
okay, thanks for that update. So seeing no other unfinished business, Planning Commissioner comments, future agenda items, seems like we've got a pretty full agenda coming up.
You will have that, yes.
Do you have a Planning Commissioner comment, sure, if I could? So just kind of speaking to the WRFCAC meeting we had 15th of November, something like that. It was a Wednesday. It's available on the city website. It's available on YouTube. I'm just kind of hitting the high points. I would like to say it again when the chair's here, but a couple of things came up that I was a little concerned about. I thought maybe the Planning Commission might want to know about. The first of which was that the Planning Commission won't have a hearing on the architectural features of the facility, which I always assumed, I guess, a poor assumption, but I always assumed that there would be a review of the architectural features of the facility, since we review everything else, and this is, you know, kind of on our gateway to entering the city. So I was a little shocked to hear that we're not going to have that, and I didn't know if, you know, as a commission, maybe we can have an agenda item in the future to discuss that. I don't know that we have very much to say about it. I don't know if that's, they would weigh, or if our opinion would weigh, have any weight, but anyway, just maybe a consideration for a future agenda item possibly. And then also the permitting of the facility was came up and was a little concerning to me. It seems there will be no permitting from any agency, period. So the Coastal Commission won't be permitting this. The city will not be permitting this. The county will not be permitting this. Public Works and I basically that that they're going to design build this facility without any jurisdictional oversight.
I mean, so it's not quite correct. So the Coastal Commission issued the discretionary permits for the project. It was a consolidated permit that was issued there for the, so the Coastal Development Permit was issued for the project by the Coastal Commission. So I think what Commissioner Barone is speaking to is building permits.
Building permits.
And so there, yeah, the WRF is not going, it's not required to, by state law, to obtain a building permit for the project. But it will be overseen by our Public Works Department, city engineer, and the entire WRF, management team. And that's completely acceptable. That is accounted for in state law and in state regs. It's not uncommon, actually, for public facilities to be built without a building permit, because we are the city. So we don't have to issue a building permit for us to go do things to our facilities, and we normally don't do that. Other than under, sort of special circumstances. We'll have all of the plans that go along with it. They'll be prepared by engineers and stamped and reviewed by engineers and all that type of thing. So it will get a significant amount of review that goes into that overall process, as well as review under the when it goes under construction. We have a construction management team that will be managing all of the things that are happening out there. It is through contracts, but they are effectively us, meaning the city. So that's why it's like that.
Is it fair to say, Scott, that the EIR that we looked at had mitigation for visual impact on Route 1, if I'm not mistaken? So is that, I guess what concerns me is in my way of thinking about the project, we had kind of, through those reviews, given a kind of conceptual approval, which was loosely based on, as I remember without the documents in front of me, kind of an agrarian presence. Mm-hmm. Much like the one in Los Osos has, which I'm very familiar with. I go past that frequently. But I'm surprised we don't have a specific one. When we see things downtown, we usually see a concept plan and then a specific plan. I'm surprised we don't have a specific plan review of this, even for things like colors, light fixtures, landscaping.
Yeah, because of the authority related to discretionary action by the city was done by the Coastal Commission, that was all dealt with through conditions. Mm-hmm. And the mitigation measures that are in the EIR that the city had. Anything that the Coastal Commission wanted in addition to what was in the EIR, they conditioned the project to comply with. And so there are screening requirements that go up related to that. There's color requirements that go into mm-hmm. it. I think when they saw one of the renderings that had a fairly whitish color to the buildings, I don't actually think it was correct, the thing that they were looking at, but because I think long ago we sort of decided to make it a more toned down, earthy type color. But that was one of the comments that the Coastal Commission added, I think, in the form of a condition, was to mm-hmm. tone down the white. So. Mm-hmm. But there is some conditions. There's others in there that relate to that, and there's more detail in it than I recall. I haven't looked at it in well over a year, a few months. So.
Well, and we only saw 60% plan, so I don't even know if the architectural features are complete. I think the general layout of the site is complete. the relative size of the buildings and what the site will appear, how it will sit relative to the one, that's complete as far as I know. But anyway, I just thought the commission might find some of this interesting, so I thought I'd bring it up.
Does it make any difference that it's not actually in city property as a reason that we're not?
One of the reasons, yes.
Yeah, because it's in the county. Because we didn't.
But it really has to do with the permitting process that we follow. That consolidated permit is the discretionary permits. Those are the discretionary permits, the coastal development permits, and the conditional use permits that this body sees. Those were approved at the Coastal Commission. There was no CUP that went with it. It was just the CDP. We agreed to the consolidated permitting. Once that happened, that's the end of the discretionary process. That's what this body does. This body does discretionary approvals. That's what you're here for. And recommendations in relationship to land use documents, general plan, LCP, things like that. So
is there another point, short of the meetings of WRFCAC, that if someone were concerned about what the images of this are, that there's a place to comment? It's solely at the WRFCAC meeting.
That would have been the last. It would have been the last opportunity. Are they having a second, another one?
I would imagine. Well, so I don't know if that's correct, because Corollo and them are given regular updates to the city council. So I imagine at a city council meeting, you would a citizen would be able to comment on any anything they're concerned about. And I don't know that I'm extraordinarily concerned. I just thought it was a little different than I had previously imagined the process to be, and it's not uncommon, as Scott says. I'm quite familiar with how Los Osos sewer plant went, and to be quite frank, it probably could have went a little better. I know Cayucos is not doing it the same way. There's just a couple different ways to get to the same end. Like I say, I was just a little surprised that there wasn't going to be. Actually, I mean, to be quite frank, what I was expecting was the city building inspector to be kind of there looking at accessibility and looking at things like that. And I felt pretty comfortable in that at least somebody would be there. And I don't know that still won't happen. So, I mean, that's just how I feel. So.
We don't really have any discretion to recommend having it come back here.
It's correct. All, correct. You know. That ship sailed once the city council made the decision to agree to the consolidated permitting process.
But I do think it's important because there have been people that have challenged that this hasn't been reviewed before, and we reviewed it numerous times here, including things in the EIR that mitigated all the aesthetic mm-hmm. issues that are some of the concerns. And if there are opportunities, both in the EIR as it comes forward, which will be about the nature of mitigation of aesthetic issues for visual aspects, people will have an opportunity again to comment on these things in specific, because it'll be based on a specific design coming forward, right?
It just depends on if it comes back before, you know, like WRFCAC or something else like you know that, or if it comes back before council if they show
I'm
them.
I'm confusing the EIR. We talked about the EIR and the general plan. We don't have a new EIR coming forward on this. The EIR is finished on this.
I think, right? Rolla will be giving at least monthly, if not bi-monthly, updates.
They're supposed to be giving updates. Yes,
to city council, and I got to imagine the WRFCAC will have another opportunity to weigh in once we have 100% plans. And maybe, hopefully, at least a couple times during the process of the construction. So I don't know that the public doesn't have an input in this. I just thought, given that this body is not going to have any way to comment, that I want to make sure the citizens know how they can comment.
That's fair. There are mechanisms coming forward.
Well, and citizens, we have WRF items on just about every other council agenda. It'll probably start lessening to some extent over time, but we will have the regular reports that go in there, and there's always public comment that are associated with that. Whether it's a regular business item and or it's a consent item, there's opportunities in both scenarios for the public to comment on things that Mr. Barone was suggesting. So.
That's all I have. I'm sorry.
Any other future agenda items?
Where are we on wayfinding signage?
That is a great question. About halfway through the last revisions to the document. We're about out of scope on the contract, so I had to do a little more deep diving and resolution on our side and making decisions before we gave it back to them to finalize it. So didn't want to go over on the contract or have to come up with additional money, that type of thing. So. That's where I'm at, and as soon as I'm done, hopefully by the end of this week, I'll be complete and have reviewed it with our Public Works Department, because I have some specific questions about locations. We're probably going to cut out the signs that are on State Parks property for right now. That's going to have to be a later get, because we need to sit down with them and have a conversation. They're not always the easiest to get a hold of. I have a couple of emails into them that I've not gotten responses to, so probably need to make a trip over there to talk to them. But I think we're probably going to go down the lane where we'll get the signage in town, inside city limits, that are on city property and on city right of ways. And then as a separate follow up action, possibly next year, we might go through the process later on to see if we can't work out a solution with, state parks to put signage where we have it identified on the plans.
Can I ask one more question? During the 60% plan, review, I noticed that there was a CVS on the corner of Main and Quintana, kind of penciled in there. How far in the process of land use approval are they, or have they started that process?
They've talked to us several times. Starting 4 or 5 years ago, talking with us. We've talked with the owner more recently of the property, and it seems like that is more likely to come to fruition once some of the infrastructure, has been moved. It's on their site right now. There's there's a couple of different utility lines that are on there that need to, that will be relocated as part of the WRF project, and so it moves things out of the way that opens and opens the site up for redevelopment. Right now, it was fairly constrained, and they couldn't come up with a design that worked very well for delivery trucks, and so that kind of they're kind of waiting on figuring out how to resolve that. Now, once the lines moved, I think it's a storm drain. That's on there. Once they're able to move that and put that infrastructure back out in the street or along the property frontage in an easement, then it relieves that issue that they were running into. There's no applications in currently with us, and I don't know that there's that the applicants entered in, that the owner of that property has entered any contracts with CVS, but they've been talking with them for years. They'd like to locate one next to one another. You've probably seen it in other cities. You'll see them on corners that are opposite one another. It's a thing. I don't know.
Well, they have different things.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Anybody gone into the new dollar stores yet?
Yes. It's next to my gym.
I have, too. Yeah, exactly. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm pleased to see that something was done with that building. They did a great renovation job. It's warmer in there now. And I think it is serving a good portion of our community that is looking for that kind of product. So
it's much more difficult to park at the gym now, so I
yes,
gotta imagine they're very busy.
Yeah, I have to go around that other side. But it's being used, and it's that's going to be some tax dollars for our community. Jobs, there's people in there working. Both stores, so.
You know what? I think the parking situation at the other one was kind of problematic anyway.
It was,
and now
yeah.
Where they're at, I think it kind of alleviates that. It, mm-hmm. You know, people aren't hesitant to try to find a parking spot. And,
so it's a very active little shopping area now between the auto parts store and the gym and $2 stores and.
Yeah, I've noticed the increased traffic over there for sure.
Yep, which is going to be interesting down the road when you're digging up Quintana.
Well, it's good they have a secondary point of access. I mean, it would be more difficult if it was, say, on the other side of Quintana, more towards Maine. I mean, limited over there, and it's going to be tricky when we're, working with those businesses. That side at least can access from Kennedy, right?
Yep.
So you have a secondary means to get in there. And
two accesses from Kennedy.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. So that site has much better access for the public versus some of the other locations that we're going to have to be really cognizant of not, having as little impact as possible on those properties, because one way in, one way out through their driveways, I mean, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Speaking of, when you said traffic, it reminded me of that. When we had the WRF CAC meeting, a good percentage of the meeting was talking about the traffic plan and the impact to Quintana specifically during the conveyance construction, the conveyance lines and things. So it's gonna be hard, and if you're out there and you have concerns, come to the city council meetings, come to the WRF CAC meetings, make your concerns known, and let people know what you think. So.
Any other items? So we'll move on to the community development director comments. If you want to expand upon what you've already said.
No, I think I'm good. It was nice to get a little recap on where we're standing with the general plan and LCP. Internally, we're excited because we pushed it back into the consultant's lap to start the final draft. That was a good day. That we finished that up last week. I was pretty happy with that.
You know, community development doesn't have a boat in the boat parade.
No, sorry, we don't. I guess we could have commandeered one of Harbor's and used that. Why decorating their boats, though?
All right, well, if you have no more comments, Scott, we'll adjourn to the next Planning Commission meeting here at the Veterans Memorial Building, 209 Surf Street, on December 17th, 2019, the last meeting of 2019, at 6 p.m. Thanks.